This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 236 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, June 1st, 2016. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Marcus Couch. And Marcus, June 1st means we are halfway through the year.
Yes, we are. And it's just that much less time we've got to all get our projects done.
That's right. So, or the year's just flying by. So, we didn't do a show last week. I was on vacation. And, in order for humans to maintain sanity, you got to take a vacation some way, somehow. You got to find time to get away. And that's exactly what I did last week. And we're talking a little bit off the show here where being a remote worker, a distributed worker, it's very easy to even if you go on vacation, you bring your mobile device, you bring your laptop or your MacBook Pro, whatever, just in case, or maybe while you're sitting there on the beach and you're in a hotel or your cabin, wherever, as long as you have internet, you check your email, you respond to things. The next thing you know, you're not on vacation anymore. You're working. So I ended up taking the MacBook Pro just in case. But I didn't open it once. And usually, if we go back a few years ago, I probably would have written a couple things or responded to some emails just because I didn't want to deal with that huge pile of work I'd have to clean up when I got back. I'd sort of take care of it during vacation week, but I didn't open a MacBook Pro once at all during vacation. And the more I'm involved in this line of work and being a distributed worker, the easier it is for me to let go, take a break, and not deal with it. And I'm glad it's reached that point so that it's not really doesn't overcome my life.
Yeah, that's why I like going on a cruise for vacation, because not only am I not connected, you can't even call me.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do out in the middle of nowhere in the ocean with no internet? And
right.
Yeah, you just talk about getting away from it all.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, so there's that. I had a great time. Mission accomplished. Got some great pictures of my dogs. I love the Smokies. If anyone out there has never visited the Smoky Mountains of eastern Tennessee, I highly encourage you to do so. We fell in love with it. We keep going back. We try to go there once every year, but just a great time. And, we've sort of been on a roll here with having guests on the show, but we end up going so long and having great conversations with these people that we end up kind of having to skip the news. So today I wanted to kind of take a step back, cover some of the major headlines and stories that have taken place within the past couple of weeks, and just have a relaxed, good time, Marcus.
Yeah, and before we get to that, let me tell everybody what I've been doing in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Besides getting sick from being in New Orleans, still trying to recover from. So everybody knows I'm working on the membershipcoach.com program and starting to get things going. I've already got the podcast out. It's on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, all that. Getting good response from that so far. Here's something that you're going to find very unusual, my friend, which is I'm going to launch the training part of this membership site not using WordPress.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, well, now you have to tell me why.
Because I found some tools and actually something that is revealed in episode number 2 of the Membership Coach podcast is it's just $37 a month and handles all of the online learning portion of it. And doesn't require all that crazy WordPress setup. So I'm going to have the WordPress site for doing the sales part of it and all of that. But I can't beat it. I can't fathom hiring somebody for $1,000 to help me finish putting the site together and all that other stuff. And it's just too much work. All these plugins that are out there, Lifter, LearnDash, all those things, they're too complicated. They don't just let me import things, get a sales page, rock, and go. None of them do. And that's a big problem in WordPress right now. And that's why platforms like even Rainmaker, which is not what I'm using, but they simplify that entire process, and I can see why.
So basically what you're telling me is if I want to know why and find out what the bee's knees is behind this platform you're using, I have to listen to episode two.
Well, I'll tell you after the show, but that, yes, that was a little bit of a teaser, yes.
Man, what a pro. Put a little tease out there. So getting a good response and gearing up to when you think you're going to launch the training portion?
Well, sooner than I thought now. Now that I don't have to worry about a website other than putting the logo in it and rolling with it. I would say by mid-month, we'll be ready to go.
$37 a month sounds a lot cheaper than $1,000.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's a no-brainer to me. So, look forward to finding out what this platform is. And, hey, man, like I say on the show, I think it's just common sense. Hey, if Joomla is the better tool for the job, use it. If Drupal is better for the job, use it. Or if you come across a service or what have you that just simplifies the process and it's an easy tool to use and it gets the job done, use it. I mean, WordPress can be used and molded to accomplish a lot of different tasks, but it can't be used. I don't think it can be used for everything. I mean, there's specific tools out there for specific purposes, and I would imagine that it would be a much better experience using one of those than, you know, trying to jerry-rig WordPress into something that it's not out of the box.
That, and when you're looking at doing an online training, application or platform, what is 99% of the time spent on your site used up doing? Watching video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are no WordPress solutions out there that I know of that a user can log in 2 days later and go back to that same lesson and it literally plays where they left off, just like Netflix or any of those services, or, Pandora, whatever, any of those things, Stitcher, whatever you want to call it. So it has the resume function. So even if you wanted to log back in with your phone and resume, it knows where you are. And that's very important to me. And so that's an interesting to note, and it gets me thinking about why is this not out for WordPress, and maybe it's something I should develop, maybe not, who knows, but it's interesting to have to go through this experience from scratch. Typically, I get involved in membership sites where they already have 50,000 people involved in terms of users, and they're just growing beyond capacity, and they need help, and that's where I end up. So starting it from the ground up is definitely a challenge, and it's something that I can see that a lot of people go through. So a lot of lessons learned, but I still cover all the WordPress stuff too.
So what you're saying is there's a lot of innovation still to be made in the membership vertical space.
And, yeah.
If there was anyone out there who knew something that could handle all that stuff, whether it be a plugin or whatnot, it should be you.
Yeah, in this platform that I'm talking about, it even does, you know how people have private Facebook groups that go along with their membership site? This thing does it via API, automatically puts people in and takes people out if they're not up to date with their payment. And that's all done via the system. It's not done manually or anything else. It just handles it, and I haven't seen anything like that in WordPress.
Well, I mean, good luck to you. Can't wait to find out what it is, and maybe if anyone else out there wants to know what you found, they have to go tune in. Now, is that podcast free, or do they have to pay a membership?
Nope, it's totally free.
All right.
So,
what's the name of the podcast?
It's the Membership Coach Podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all those places.
Awesome. So with that said, let's got a couple of things we want to talk about. And the first, WordPress is growing up, and it's now a teenager. It turns out last week on May 27th, WordPress turned 13 years old. So that's 13 years ago, Mike Little and Matt Mulloway got together via a post on Matt's website, and then Mike chimed in on a comment on that site, where they were talking about forking B2, and Mike got involved with the project, and well, sort of the beginning of what we know as WordPress today. So 13 years old, it would be kind of interesting to see if WordPress gets a curfew, or, it's going through the renegade years. So we'll have to see what happens. But I like Matt's Mamulowig's post where he says, and now we have 5 to 7 years of awkwardness and incredible growth to look forward to. So I kind of don't want to get into it, but well, you know, WordPress is not a human being. It's a software project. So I'm not going to talk about it hitting puberty, but you know, when it comes to software, we can talk about maturity. And I think WordPress still has a long way to go before we can consider it sort of mature software.
Well, look at it from a different scale. A human being that was born 13 years ago is probably old enough to work in WordPress.
Well, that's true as well. And you know, for all the crap that gets dished on WordPress, it's nice to sort of take a step back and realize that this 13-year-old free GPL licensed open source software project has changed the lives of a lot of people around the world. You know, people who are making money building things or editing sites or maintaining sites, building themes, selling plugins, doing products, having clients. Depending on where you are in the world, you can make quite a good living for yourself by doing WordPress-related things. And it's changed the lives of many people throughout the world. Just the economic impact alone is huge. And it's great to see. I mean, WordPress right now is very healthy in terms of development. And, of course, it's a priority on the web. In terms, I think it's over 26% now in terms of market usage, usage on the web. So I think it'll be around for quite a few more years to come. So congrats to WordPress and happy birthday.
Yeah, I read a study today. I think it was either from Entrepreneur or Forbes. And they said that roughly a third of the workforce now is freelance based. So of that third, I'm very curious to know how much of that could be attributed to WordPress. Like, not necessarily people that are development people, but the economy has to function around it. You still need copywriters. You still need graphics people. You still need people to run the emails that are around the site and do the promotions and the commerce. I bet WordPress is a significant contributor to that evolution in the workforce.
Yeah, and that would be an interesting study to see how much of that freelance part is dedicated to WordPress or just open source software in general. You know, open source probably has a lot to do with that as well.
It has to.
Birthday to WordPress. Congratulations. And by the way, you have to be in when the streetlights come on. So WordCamp Europe, that's coming up in June. So, it is June. So in about 23 days or so, because it's on the weekend of June 24th and 25th. It's actually sold out, and it looks like it's going to be the largest WordPress event in history, with 2,200 people expected to attend. Now, that's a hell of a conference.
And, wow.
This is it's already sold out, but the great news is for people like Marcus and I, guess what? They have been able to set up a live streaming event where you can actually sign up for a free ticket to watch the live stream for free. And I'm checking on their website. And as of recording this show, there's 308 tickets remaining, and they're free. So if you're interested in watching this awesome three-track event with over 70 different speakers, you should go there immediately. We'll have a link to the site in the show notes and get your live stream ticket. Which is pretty darn cool. And I remember watching, I remember watching WordCamp Europe last year, and watching, I was out in the patio eating breakfast, and Matt was like, it was like during the afternoon there in Europe, and he was doing the keynote, so it was just interesting. But the stream quality was great, and it was like I was there, but yeah, I was in the comfort of my backyard. So, and the cool thing about the live stream event is just as if you were there, if you weren't interested in the session, you could just move to the next room. Well, there's three different tracks on this live stream, so you could just switch video feeds and go to the different rooms or different tracks and watch a different session and find the ones that are most interesting to you. So Pretty cool stuff, Marcus. You going to sign up for a free ticket? You going to watch it live?
Yeah, you bet. I might even Chromecast it into the living room and just watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So definitely sign up if you have a chance. I imagine those free live stream tickets are going to go by pretty fast.
Well, hopefully some of our listeners get a chance, and those people listening to us on the live version of this show, then
yeah, they're already over there.
Yeah, you got in. Nice. It pays to listen to WordPress Weekly.
That's right. So speaking of WordCamps, we had Andrew Middleton on the show not too long ago, and one of the things we had talked about is this WordCamp incubator program where they have a couple of deputies and some people involved in their teams, and they're looking to do an outreach to specific places in the world that kind of just need help. They need a mentor. They need some guidance on putting together a one-day event in their city. And after all the applications were received, the WordPress community team has selected three locations for the program. There's Denpasar, Indonesia, Harare, Zimbabwe, and yeah. Medellin, Colombia.
There you go.
So I think, you know, this should be a drinking game. Every time I butcher a city or someone's name, you take a drink. We get people drunk on every episode.
Yeah, you know, speaking of drinking and the Andrew Middleton episode, oh, my God, did I drink heavily during our show. So if you guys want to hear me kind of inebriated, that's a fun show to listen to. Mendel Curlin from GoDaddy showed up in my hotel room with like a water glass full of Jack Daniels and just handed it to me. Here you go.
And you were obliged to drink.
Yeah. What am I going to do?
So, it's pretty cool program. Those three cities were outlined, and, there was some concern that only having about, just a few deputies, they were only going to be able to do mentor two events, but they actually, got a new volunteer deputy from the community team. So they're actually going to go forward with the three locations. So that's cool. So yeah. Each one of these cities will actually work with the respective deputies to start a WordPress meetup group or add the group to the chapter account program, meaning the WordPress Foundation will actually pay the meetup fees so they can do their meetups for free. And once they get the local group going and they start gaining some momentum, the deputies will try and help them find a venue, setting a date, and just trying to get together just a one-day, one-track event. So you have something, you have a nucleus to build on for next year. And the purpose of this is to try and get about 50 to 70 attendees, make it an easily reproducible thing, and hopefully by having the mentors there and helping them out, from here in the U.S., we can give them the confidence and maybe the momentum to do this on an annual basis in their local area after they get the first one. And sometimes it's all it takes. It's just getting that first one under your belt. And then, you know, it's a lot. I've been told by many people that the second one is a lot easier the second time around because you sort of know about the expectations and the things to expect and to go through that process.
So what kind of things are they going to teach, I guess, in this incubator? Is it just going to be a hackathon? Training?
No, the incubator is just working with these people to help find a venue in the area to get funding, to get sponsors, and to sort of help them along the way into organizing the event. It doesn't have anything to do with track sessions or speaking. Okay. It's just trying to get something there at a local level, and they're just helping them do that through this mentorship program.
Hmm. Okay. Well, hope it works out. Hopefully they'll teach these guys how to properly pitch WordPress so it doesn't sound like every other India email that you get.
So it'll be pretty cool to see or learn about any of these events when they actually take place from one of those three cities. We'll definitely have some coverage of that on the Tavern. So there's some what I consider some pretty big news that came out today. And yeah. That is Syed Balki, the founder of WPBeginner.com, and he's also involved with Optin Monster, and a couple of other cool commercial plugins and services.
Is he a friend of the show yet? I don't know.
He's a friend of mine, but we haven't had him on enough to be a friend of the show. But once we get him on again,
so probably get all that other stuff, forget it. It doesn't mean anything until he's friend of the show. All
right. So, but if you've, in the past, I'd say 2 years, if you've ever clicked on a URL that said WP.org and ended up on WPBeginner.com, well, you're not alone. It's happened to a lot of people, and that is because Syed Balki owned the domain, and he redirected the WP.org to WPBeginner.com. And trust me, that ended up getting the site, and the redirect traffic was impressive. It was noticeable. But today he announced that he donated the domain to the WordPress Foundation, which is huge news. I mean, because if you look at it on paper, I mean, WP.org, that is a hell of a domain. It's two letters. Everyone who references the WordPress project puts in WP.org anyways, but just to see that it would get redirected to WP Beginner. So he's sort of cutting off a chunk of traffic to the website, but one of the biggest reasons to donate the domain to the foundation, that Balki says, is that he recently discovered that him and his wife are expecting their first newborn baby. He found out his wife is pregnant, and he has been going through this. He's having to think about unforeseen circumstances, as he calls them. So he's redoing a will, and he's thinking about things and taking care of his things that you would take care of when you die. So, you know, responsibilities, dishing out things, things of that nature. And he was just kind of thinking about, well, you know, I'd rather not WordPress WP.org go to the highest bidder, and I would like it to go with the foundation. That way I know it's in good hands. I won't go to any nefarious third parties. And I just think that's a great move. It's a huge gesture on his part. And it's really cool. And he says that, you know, he made this list of things of what was important in his life. WordPress is near the top of that list. He's been using it for about 10 years. Of course, WP Beginner has been around for about 7 years. And he said one of the least he could do was donate the domain to the WordPress Foundation. So, I mean, kudos to Syed. Thanks for doing that. And now everybody, the domain already actually redirects to WordPress.org. So now we don't have to worry about accidentally ending up on WPBeginner.com anymore. But it's a hell of a domain, and it's actually an awesome addition to Matt Mulloway's domain portfolio, which he has quite a number of really great domain names revolving around WordPress. In fact, in 2009, he acquired WP.com from Yahoo. So that's another excellent domain. And they also own www.org, which is through a project called Project94.org, but that actually is used to host images and other static assets on WordPress.org. So he's got w.org, wp.org, and wp.com. And then we recently talked about the .blog domain extension and how Automattic is going to oversee is going to be like a registrar and oversee the purchases of those .blog domains. He's got quite the portfolio there of domains. So just another one in his book, and just as I said, a great donation and gesture on Syed's part.
Yeah, I don't see what the big controversy is, frankly, but you know, whatever. He's got now Matt's got his hands on it, so he can grin with delight, because I know that you referenced in Twitter a previous conversation from a year ago and asked if all those people would now acknowledge the generous donation from Syed Balki.
Yeah, I mean,
did you hear any?
I saw a couple people. I saw a couple people on Twitter exclaim their exuberance, their happiness for the donation. So, I mean, there's a couple of people that turned around and said they were happy for it, but great news. If anyone out there is a customer of UpThemes, co-founded by Chris Wallace, pay attention. There's a big change afoot, and that is the company has been sold to Andy Wilkerson of Parallelis, which is kind of a cool name, rolls right off the tongue there, who was and Andy is a pretty successful theme forest author. According to this post by Sarah Gooding and WP Tavern, the two met at Pressnomics, worked out a deal for the sale of everything related to Up Themes, including there's a hosting company that Chris Wallace was working on as well, specifically for his products and Up Themes. So it includes that and some unreleased products as well. Now the financial information regarding the deal is undisclosed, but they, I know in the article it says Chris chose to handle the deal privately and on his own instead of working on a donation site through Flippa because he heard a lot of horror stories where people will purchase a site that's auctioned off on Flippa, and within 6 months the company goes bust and the customers are screwed, and he didn't want that to happen in this case. And I think it was probably going to work out all for the best. I know Andy says that he's going to continue running the business. He's got some cool things up his sleeve with regards to the hosting company. And if you're a customer, it's probably just business as normal, but you should just be aware of that it's now under a new owner. And it's pretty cool deal out there that instead of just folding or the company going away, it's gonna go on into the future of WordPress land.
So yeah, congrats, I looked at the profile of the person that bought it and what they have on ThemeForest, because they're one of those elite authors actually on ThemeForest. And interesting themes, nothing earth-shattering as far as technology, but it's interesting to see what they're going to do with the new property.
Yeah, I actually had a chance to meet Andy at the Pressnomics, not the one before, but the one prior to that. I think it was three. And he's a great dude. Talk to him. He's pretty smart. Him and his wife got a good thing going there with the business. And I think Up Themes is in good hands. If you're a customer, I don't think you have anything to worry about. In fact, no. You'll probably get even more cool stuff in the near future.
I would think, because they're pretty established on ThemeForest. So it looks like they've got some pretty decent revenue behind them to keep the support system going.
So one of the last stories I wanted to talk about before we wrap it up and get into the plug-in picks of the week, and this is sort of it's a bit nostalgic for me when I covered this, but after 8 years of development, the thematic themes lead developers are discontinuing the project. Now, if you maybe new listeners to the show, or if you're new to WordPress, you probably don't realize this, but this project was 8 years old. So we're going, let's see, about 2008. So we're going back during the times where a lot of these commercial theme companies were just being started, like an iThemes or a StudioPress. And there wasn't a whole lot out there in terms of theme innovations or people sort of teaching each other what to do and how to build themes. And I know a gentleman, Ian Stewart, created this website called ThemeShaper, and which is now owned by Automatic, but at the time it was owned by Ian. And Ian sort of, he was one of those guys in the community that he was learning and sharing everything he knew about his knowledge of WordPress themes and building things. And he was pushing the envelope and starting conversations around what a default theme on WordPress should be or could look like. And just all this cool stuff that, you know, really I feel like he pioneered some of the stuff, both in his blog post and this theme itself. But basically the team pretty much decided that they can't go on with the project anymore. There's not a lot of involvement with the development and the community support forums. And it's kind of interesting how they've actually one of the lead developers that was working on it, Gene Robinson, he's forked the project, so it's called Deciduous. So the project's actually going to pick up where Thematic leaves off. So if you want to continue working on that, you can follow it on GitHub. But yeah, one of the first pretty big well known themes in the WordPress community that a lot of people learn from, a lot of budding theme developers, Thematic is going bye-bye. So if you're still using Thematic on your website, or if you recently if you're looking to use a theme, I would probably migrate to something else because you're not going to get support and updates and compatibility issues may become a concern later down the road as WordPress continues to get updated.
Yeah, that's what happens when you put all your stock in something like that. It's tough. It's high, you know, most of the cool features come out with those premium themes. You know, you don't get that stock off the shelf, and people like the low price point of some of those things, you know, where you can get $60 and all that functionality. But that's, you know, you can only ride that for so long until somebody at the other end either just decides to give up or they want to move on to other projects or anything that can drive the needle in terms of their revenue and sanity. So you have to always consider that when going with premium themes or plugins for that matter as well.
And I love this comment on the article by Justin Tadlock, who's just a great steward in the community and another guy that shares a lot of awesome knowledge with theme development to the WordPress community. And he says that, he goes, those were the good old days, the days where WordPress theme development really took off. He says, we all owe a huge debt of gratitude to Ian and the thematic community for many of the theme-related features we have today in core. And he says, now I just want to dust off that old theme that I built as a competitor to Thematic, see if there's still a little life left in it. So even Justin learned quite a number of cool things from Ian Stewart and Thematic. And you, like I said, you really had to be around. I got involved in the WordPress community about 2008 and 2009. And Ian was just one of those guys, you know, if you could know anything about theme development and you started sharing it with the WordPress community through tutorials and how to add certain functions or hooks or how to just make things easier, because at the time it was all go to a function line here and add this filter. It was pretty mundane. Thank God we don't have to do that anymore. But yeah, and lo and behold, not long after Ian gained that momentum, he ended up getting a job at Automatic as a theme wrangler, and he's still there today. Doing great things within Automatic as it relates to themes. So congrats to him.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know he was – I didn't know he went to Automatic right after that.
Yeah, he 2 years after launching Thematic, he joined Automatic as a theme wrangler, and he's still there today. So it's pretty cool how that all worked out. So there's one other thing I wanted to talk about, and it's pretty – good bit of news. It's just specific to my experience lately with the tavern. I found out that I think it was yesterday, we turned SSL on, or HTTPS, for WP Tavern. And that seems to be the hip, cool thing to do these days, especially since Google said you'll get a little bit of a rank increase or bump if you have SSL enabled on your site. I mean, that's not the primary reason we did it, but we did it just because, you know, everyone's doing it now, and why not? I think we're using Let's Encrypt, so that's the free SSL initiative. You can get a free SSL cert from them. And as far as issues we've encountered, I know today I discovered that our connection to Postmatic, which is a pretty cool way of enabling conversation through comments and email, the social part of your website, that ended up breaking, and we had to get them to change the URL in their database so that it included the HTTPS because it wasn't detecting the site. So there was that issue. Today, discovered that the WordPress iOS mobile app could not synchronize with the tavern, and the reason was there was something involved with the SSL, and I got in touch with a member of the Jetpack team, and they said, oh, yeah, go try this step in the Jetpack troubleshooting page, step number 5, add that line to your WP config file, see if it works. I did it, and boom, what do you know, it works. And it has something to do with enabling an SSL with port 80. It's technical details, but whatever it is, it worked. So now the WordPress mobile app can sync content and communicate correctly with the tavern website. So I'm happy about that. And something I noticed before the show, and I got to do a little more research in this, but we do these shows via Google Hangout, and if you go to WordPress Weekly or WPTavern.com, click on podcast. You'll see the page. And on the right-hand side, there's a video, a YouTube video button that you can click and listen to the show live if you want to. And that embed link from Google, the Hangout page, is HTTP. And I added it today, and there was no, you could see how there was space in the widget, but the video player didn't show up. And I had no idea what was going on. So I said, you know, I'm going to try putting an S in this YouTube embed link and see if it works. And sure enough, it works. So I'm not sure if I'm dealing with a mixed content issue and it's not displaying or what's happening there. But I ended up having to add the S on to the YouTube embed link for the video to show up. Again, I'll have to look into that. But other than that, we haven't really encountered too many technical issues. Of course, it's still early in the game. But if we encounter anything else, I'll probably bring it up here on the show. But we're SSL now, so yay for us. We've joined sort of that this new age trend going online of everybody going HTTPS.
Well, one other reason for that is because the Google algorithm has changed to rank secure sites a little bit higher than non-secure.
Right. Personally, I think that's probably one of the major drives towards people enabling SSL on their sites. It's just for that reason alone.
Well, okay. If here's a tip for all you out there listening in radio land or podcast land. If you get an SSL for your site and also use the AMP plugin, you will get a boost in traffic just from those two things. Guaranteed.
Or a boost in search rankings.
Well, okay.
Which equates to more traffic.
Yeah, it depends on what your site's about, obviously, right. If it's something that people click on in the first place. But if you've got a relatively popular site and you do those steps, you'll definitely get a little more popular.
So we're not selling anything, but we have SSL turned on. And, you know, I guess it encrypts conversations, data in between the connections. So I guess there's that. And, of course, a little page rank bump, there's that. So, you know, it's done. I'm happy. We're just working through some of the issues, but just glad it's done. There we go.
Yeah. All right.
The tavern is modernized a little bit more, where we're catching up to the trends online.
Yeah. Before you know it, you'll have a slider.
I could go for a barbecue pork slider right about now. But, not that kind of slider. So other than that, is there anything that you want to mention or talk about on the show that you've noticed or?
No. I mean, the first two stories that we talked about were ones that I added to the queue that I thought we'd talk about, but, I don't know. I'm just seeing a lot going on with, very premium themes. I'm a big proponent of, or user at least, of the X theme by a company called ThemeCo. It's on ThemeForest and stuff. So, but they just came out with a new release today that bundles Uber Menu. And I've noticed, then I looked and started doing a little bit more looking into Uber Menu. And Uber Menu now is licensed as an add-on on about 20 different premium themes as of like a week ago. So they must have struck some kind of license agreement. So Uber, everybody out there, get ready. Yeah, it's a plugin that it makes your menu stylized and kind of widgetized almost.
Oh.
In the sense that like it can put your thumbnails of different categories of blog posts right there within the menu and that kind of thing. Really high-line sites do it. But you're about to see a lot more of it in the WordPress world because if 20 different themes have now included it as an add-on, as a bundled add-in, it's going to start to pick up. So one thing, any of you out there that want to get into doing higher level, you know, theme modifications and things like that, this is the kind of news where maybe you should look at Uber Menu and start to get to know it, because those who don't know it are going to have a disadvantage from a competitive standpoint. And that's something you could probably put on your portfolio as well. So just want to give that little tip out there.
All right. So what do you got for us in terms of plug-in picks of the week?
All right. Well, my voice has held out pretty good in the show here. Let's see if we can make it through this. The first plugin is called Display WooCommerce Shop on your Facebook page. Yeah. And this plugin actually imports your WooCommerce Shop right to your Facebook page. The free version of it does 10 products, and it ports it right over to your page within a little tab on your Facebook group page or whatever you want. It's really nice. It works well. I tried it. I only had one product to test, but it was right there, did the full description and everything. And the nice thing is when you update it on the WordPress side, it automatically updates over there on Facebook. So it's called Display WooCommerce Shop on your Facebook page. Could have truncated that a little, I guess. But the next one is truncated. It's called WP Importer. And what this does is it imports pages or posts from a CSV file right into your WordPress site. Now, there are options also to define some Yoast SEO meta stuff as well, titles, descriptions, keywords, things like that. If you've got some data or perhaps even a big, long text file or CSV file of items that you could spin into posts, this is a great way to do it. It's called WP Importer. It just this. It worked well. Oh. Never told anybody about it. So now it's in a repository, so have at it. The next one is called Auto Login New User After Registration. We need better names. I'm going to start a service soon. You know, tell me what your plugin does. All right, here's your name. What this does is it automatically logs in the new user right after they've registered and redirects them to any page within your site. But the key is that it logs them in. It also allows you to disable the administrative notifications every time a new user registers, which is kind of a pain sometimes. But it still notifies the new user about their password, setup instructions, all of that. But if you want somebody to log, you know, register as a new user and then have them logged in right away so they don't have to go through that secondary process, this is a great plugin for it. And those, Jeff, mark the return of my plugin picks of the week.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that plugin seems like a bit of a convenience and time saver because, I mean, what's the first thing people are going to do as soon as they register for a new website? Where they got to open up their email, they got to get their username, they got to get their password, they got to click on the link, it takes them to the site, they got to log in. So this eliminates all of that. You could just get right to the back end or to the login portion of the site immediately. I think that's a pretty nifty plugin.
Mm-hmm. And it should be just a checkbox in WordPress Core, but it's not.
Not yet. So we'll see what happens. That's going to do it for this sort of almost, well, I'd say beginning of summer edition of WordPress Weekly. You can find show notes for this episode and every other episode on WPTavern.com. Oh, and by the way, I'll throw in here that next weekend I will be at WordCamp Northeast Ohio. So there's a WordCamp coming up, and that's pretty much right in my backyard. So Chris Lem is going to be there. He's keynoting the event, and that's going to be held in downtown Kent, right within the area of Kent University. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be pretty cool. Always enjoy WordCamps that are right in my backyard.
Yeah, when are you going to get WPT.org? Come on, we're talking about all these hot domains.
I like it. Or WPT.blog or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The new domain. Anyways, if you want show notes, go to WPTavern.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro. That's JFFR0. And Marcus?
You can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, and also over there at MembershipCouch.com. And you can find me on Twitter at MarcusCouch.
Okie dokie. So until next week, Wednesday evening, everybody have a safe, enjoyable weekend. We'll talk again soon.